Hey everyone, I just thought that I'd share my skincare routine with you guys. Brace yourselves because this is gonna get a bit rambly. So skincare is something that I take very seriously. Growing up, I've always had troublesome skin, and I've tried so many products just to figure out what will work for me. I'm happy to say that up to a certain extent, my skin is under control. I mean, I still do get breakouts, especially when I'm super stressed or when I'm PMSing, but it's not as terrible as it used to be. Okay. I have a morning and a nighttime routine, and it also varies depending on the day of the week. So to start, my morning routine is very simple, and I use gentle products just to wash off the oil that accumulated on my face while I was sleeping. What I do is I wash my face with a gentle moisturizer, and I dry off my face with a towel. After a few minutes, I apply a freshener using a cotton pad. For those of you who are not familiar with fresheners, it's basically a toner, but it's more gentle and a little bit moisturizing. My favorite would be the wonderful, sorry about that, Wonder Pore freshener from Etude House. Yeah. So after that, I wait for maybe 2 minutes for my face to absorb the product, and then I apply moisturizer. The type of moisturizer that I use depends on the condition of my skin and whether or not I'm going out of the house or how long I will be out in the sun. If I'm staying home and my skin is breaking out, I use a moisturizer with salicylic acid from Burt's Bees. And if my skin is fine, I just use a normal collagen If I'm going out, I use a moisturizer with SPF. The one that I'm using right now is from Olay, and it has SPF 15. I know that SPF 15 is not enough, but then I don't stay out in the sun anyway, so I think it's all right. Also, the makeup bases that I use also have at least SPF 30, so I think I'm good. Okay. When I'm going out and I think I will be under the sun for quite some time, I use a moisturizer with SPF 50. I think it's, what brand is it? It's Day Long. If my skin is breaking out and I want something lighter, I use the one from Kiehl's. I think it also has SPF 50 or 30, I don't remember. But it's much lighter on the skin. So for my nighttime routine, when I'm not feeling lazy, I start by cleaning my face thoroughly. I wear makeup most of the day, so I make sure that there is no residue left on my face before I go to bed. I like using makeup remover oil to melt my makeup. The one that I'm currently using is from Human Heart Nature, and it's made of sunflower oil. I just dispense one pump of the oil onto my palm, and I rub my palms together and gently rub the oil onto my face. Focusing on my eye area because I wear brow products and long-wearing eyeliner. Once the makeup has melted off, I wipe it off with tissue paper. I used to love the makeup remover oil from Shuyumura, but because it's good at removing long-wearing makeup and it's very easy to use, I just spread it all over my face and wash it off with water. I stopped using it though when I ran out because it's kind of expensive, and I'm quite happy with the normal cleansing oil that I use now. If I'm wearing long-wearing lipstick, I just slather some petroleum jelly on my lips, wait for a few minutes, and then wipe it off. If my lips are feeling flaky, I apply more petroleum jelly. I let it sit for a minute or two, and then I rub it gently with a soft towel. So after that, after removing my makeup with cleansing oil, I wash my face with regular facial wash from Burt's Bees, and I dry my face with a towel. If I put on heavy makeup during the day with a primer and several layers of foundation, I exfoliate gently using a peeling gel. The one that I like using is called Cure Aqua Gel, and it's basically a gel that you gently rub on your face and it turns into a milky liquid, and all the makeup residue or dead skin cells adhere to it, and it looks disgusting, but after I wash it off, it leaves my face feeling soft and very clean, but not dry. So after that, I use the freshener again and wait for my skin to fully absorb it. I don't know if you guys do this too, but I wait for my skin to fully absorb everything that I put on it before moving on to the next step. I got this idea from a blog that I read about Korean skincare routines. They use several products, including essences and emulsifiers, and they wait for at least 5 minutes before proceeding to the next step or the next product, just to make sure that the products are fully absorbed. It makes sense because I used to hurry a lot and I just slathered everything on my face, and it was counterproductive because my pores just get clogged. I have tried doing a very detailed Korean skincare routine for maybe a week, and it was fun and it left my skin feeling very soft and glowing, but it was also very time consuming. Like, seriously, it took me 20 minutes to moisturize my face. Maybe I'll do that during school breaks. Yeah. Anyway, so after the freshener, I just apply a collagen moisturizer on my face when my face is fine, or the one with salicylic acid when my face is not fine. When my face is dry, which is kind of rare, it usually happens when it gets super cold, and by that I mean when it's 20 degrees Celsius because it's always frigging hot here. I just use sunflower oil. It's not the same as the one that I use for removing my makeup because it's much thinner in consistency. During summer, when it's really hot and humid, I use the gel moisturizer from Kiehl's. So after moisturizing, I apply eye cream. It doesn't really matter what kind of eye cream I use because it's eye cream. When my eyes are extra puffy though from staying up late studying or watching TV, if I'm being honest, I use the, what is this? Pandas I Dream by Tony Moly. I swear, Tony Moly has the cutest packaging ever. What else? I used to use serums, particularly the Clearly Corrective one from Kiehl's. I liked it very much and it was really effective. I stopped using it when I ran out because. Why? Oh, because I have a shit ton of moisturizer that I have to finish first. Maybe I'll repurchase it when I run out of moisturizer. And then, of course, lip balm. I apply lip balm before going to sleep. I have so much lip balm lying around the house. Okay, so that is my nighttime routine when I'm not lazy. When I'm sort of lazy and I'm not wearing a lot of makeup, I just use micellar water and several cotton pads to wipe off everything on my face. The one that I use is from Bioderma and it's very moisturizing, so I don't have to rinse it off or put anything on after that. Simple enough, right? Although I would have to admit that sometimes I am guilty of falling asleep with my makeup on and waking up with so much regret. I have come up with a solution for that, and it's makeup remover wipes. The one that I like is from Celotech. They have these textured wipes, so it helps remove makeup more effectively and it's also moisturizing. It's not as good as going through the whole process of double cleansing, but I think it's better than falling asleep with a whole shebang still on my face. All right, so to summarize, I just clean my face thoroughly and I moisturize. Okay, so that was my regular routine. Now I'm gonna talk about what I do during Friday nights and weekends. It's nothing super drastic, actually. During Friday nights, when I'm staying home and watching TV, I just put on a clay mask. And the one that I use is called Aztec Secret, and it's really good at drawing out impurities and calming down my skin. What I do is I mix 1 tablespoon of the powder to 3 tablespoons of water, and I just keep adding a bit more water to get the consistency that I like. And then I apply it to my face with a brush. I wait 20 minutes for it to dry. I take selfies while waiting for it to dry and send it to my friends to scare the shit out of them. And then I wash it off with warm water. I tried mixing it with some apple cider vinegar, as some people recommended, but my skin didn't like it. So, yeah. After washing off the mask, my face feels clean and matte. So, what I do next is I apply moisturizer from Burt's Bees. Actually, it's not a moisturizer, it's a treatment mask with sage. And it's very thick. I just use a small amount and put it on my face, and then I'm ready for bed or more TV. And of course, I would not forget to put on eye cream and lip balm. Okay, so for Sunday nights, I use paper masks. I love paper masks so much. I just stick them in the fridge for 10 minutes and then slap them onto my clean face. I watch TV, take selfies, scare people with my selfies. Seriously, I love them so much. They leave my face super soft and glowing. I'm not really picky, but I especially enjoy the animal masks. Maybe I should share some of my selfies with you guys. One of these days, maybe. And I also visit the dermatologist maybe once every 2 months. I do like getting facials. Simple facials are fine, but I really enjoy the cryogenic facials from Shiseido. It's very relaxing and my skin feels really, really nice for a long period of time. I don't even have to moisturize heavily and my skin behaves a lot. It's like preserving my face the same way Captain America was kept in storage for a long time. Okay, I'm sorry about that. I know that my skincare routine may sound exhausting, but it's something that I really enjoy doing every morning and every night, even though I'm lazy and can't be bothered sometimes. So, yeah. I hope you enjoyed listening to me ramble about the stuff that I put on my face.